Hello and welcome. This is James speaking. You're listening to a session from My Small Biz Web Hosting. And specifically what we're going to talk about today is a question that I've been asked a couple times now by a number of different members, and it concerns setting up a membership site. And of course, a membership site should be an integral part of your online business. But the question becomes, what should I use to set it up and how should I set it up? And if you've been through the videos, you know I'm a big fan of the Joomla open source content management software for using membership sites. And I just want to clarify in this particular session a couple different items. Excuse me, a little tickle in my throat. On whether or not you should, first of all, be using it, and what are the criteria as a membership site. One of the mistakes that many make is they start a membership site. I've always said that a membership site is natural evolution of your business as you start to create your own product. You build memberships. If you're looking at this, I'm going to do a membership site, off with first, unless you have a whole bunch of your content or access, a whole bunch that is unique and worth fitting into the whole hub and spoke model, something that can turn into a membership site that's paid. So it's kind of the first caveat up front. Now, the other one is this whole issue of social networking. When I started doing membership sites, there was no thing as social networking. It just didn't exist. Now, sometimes people called stuff like, having a discussion board or a forum as a part of a community, but really the advent of things like MySpace and Facebook and those places that allow you to have your own face page, allow you to put blog entries on a hosted site, in this case our membership site, allow to create friends and network with other people using specific tools for that purpose on a membership site. That's really changed things around. So here's kind of the caveat as we move forward here as to where stuff fits in and what you should do. Here's the first thing. You have to decide, in my opinion, whether or not you want to make sure that you're going to include all of that social networking component. And if you are going to include that, I'm talking about giving people the ability to have their own personalized blog, their own face page, giving them the ability to connect with friends and create groups of friends based on topics or discussion that are of interest to them, allowing them to have a profile page where they can have activity walls and show what they've been doing, and basically giving them a spot to hang their hat to be part of the community on your site. If that is important to you and that's basically what you want to have your site all about, today what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to use Joomla. Now, having said that, if you're not going to do it, the other choice of membership site software is WordPress. So I usually ask that question first. Do you want to have that social networking piece, or yes or no? Because if you do, you automatically go to the Joomla side. If you don't, it's back to either Joomla or WordPress. And here's kind of the little caveat that we go on, or that I include for it. If you are going to have thousands of different categories and sections and a lot of content that needs to be organized based into these, I look at it like a filing drawer. You have a big filing drawer, and you have shelves in that drawer, and each shelf may have file folders. If you've got a lot of information, you're much better off using Joomla. If you have a bunch of information on one specific topic that doesn't have a lot of different categories and subsections and different permutations and things, then you can go with WordPress. So that's the kind of second piece, community, the amount of content, and then the third piece, the amount of interaction amongst your users. If you want to have a event calendar, if you want to have a directory, if you want to have a discussion board, if you want to have more interaction and additional tools, you're going to stick with Joomla. If that's not of interest to you, you're going to use WordPress for your membership site. And here's the easy easy way to go with memberships sites. If I was going to do a membership site today and I didn't need social networking, I didn't have a lot of content, and I didn't want a whole bunch of interaction and tools on my membership site, I just have content that I want to get out to people, and it's pretty straightforward. What I would do is I would use the RAP software, the Rapid Action Profit software, and the RAP add-on for membership sites with WordPress. And that's the one that I will use. And you've got a billing system, your affiliates, you've got emails, and you've got a membership site system all set up in one. So that's the best way to get started if you're just beginning and you're not or don't want to build out a whole social networking component. On the other hand, if you do, you're better off using Joomla to manage your content, and then you have a couple options for managing the billing and the social networking. And here's the little piece of information, excuse me, with Joomla, and it's an important one. Right now, today, in December of 2009, when I'm doing this, if you want to have multiple levels of memberships where you have like a bronze, silver, gold, platinum, Joomla doesn't do that well. You have to get some additional plugins to do that. That will all change in about 2 months' time, 60 days' time, as the new version of Joomla comes out, version 1.6, which has that ability built into it, and everything's going to change in terms of managing those multiple levels. But for the time being, what you can do is you can use Joomla, and I recommend that you use Joom Social if you're going to be doing the social networking component. Why? Because Joom Social allows you to basically do a paid membership site with either a member, which is some billing and management software, and that will either allow you to have people will be paid and have access, or not paid and don't have access. It's only two levels, right? Paid or not paid. The other one is something called AEC, which is a plugin for Joomla called Account Expiry Control, and it's from valanx.org. And if you just do AEC on the extensions.joomla.org site, you'll find that plugin. I think it cost about $30. It used to be free, but that plugin will allow you to do some subscriptions, paid subscriptions with Joom Social on a Joomla membership site. Now, Joom Social is about $130, I think. The AEC plugin is about $30 or $40, so you're looking about $200 out of pocket for that particular setup, and a member is about $200. Both of them will work with Joom Social, as far as I'm aware this time. The one that gives you a little more flexibility, of course, is a member, because you can use it to manage your affiliates, which you can't do with the AEC. It also allows it to plug into other pieces of software and allows you to sell other products and services with a member from other websites. So, for example, if you wanted to use Pearl Desk to manage your help and support, there's a plugin for a member that allows you to do that. If you wanted to use My Small Biz Mail for your autoresponder, our service, you can actually have a member automatically add people to the My Small Biz Mail service autoresponder. So a little more flexibility with a member. It's not tied down specifically to Joomla. However, having said that, you're limited to one level. They're either paid and have access, or B, they're not paid and they don't have access. If you need multiple levels today, you're going to have to go with the WordPress and Wrap option. If you don't need multiple levels and you want to grow it into something a little bit bigger, you can start off with the A member, Joom Social, and Joomla, or AEC, Joom Social, and Joomla. And just understand, for the short term, the next 60 to 90 days, the Joomla software does not allow for multiple subscription levels. So those are kind of the caveats that are in place as you sort of roll this all out. And is it a tough decision? Yeah, it's a really tough decision. One of the things that, you know, I kind of do is I look a little bit longer term, and everyone says, well, you know what, I need to have my site perfect today. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. You start where you are, and you build a membership site over time. And in fact, you should be adding stuff to your membership site every day, or having your users add stuff to your membership site every day in the form of content that they add from all of the social networking that they do. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea on my thinking. Just to recap, if you're not into social networking, you're not going to have a lot of contact, and you don't want a huge amount of interaction with different tools like discussion boards and face pages and that kind of thing, I would go with the WordPress and Rapid Action Profits, and the WordPress plugin that allows you to have a membership site with your WordPress blog in Wrap, and that will cover your affiliate program with it and membership site. And you can even use our My Small Biz service, for example, with that mailing with Wrap. If you need something more